This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Of the box.
On this show, there is no box. Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go.
Hey, TMB, is there any truth to the rumor that that fat little kid that was dissed by Santa was named Ty Bollinger?
Well, you know, as a kid, maybe.
Were you chubby? Or the
yeah.
Santa...
I was chubby for a while until I started playing sports and I kind of lost some of the chub. But yeah, I could have been the fat kid on Santa's lap. But you know, the reality was, if he'd said that, he would have been right. You know, lose some weight, kid. Quit eating burgers.
You know, I think we need to raise tougher kids. I know there are going to be a lot of parents that are going to be upset with me right now, but I'm like, I want Santa Claus to give the gift of good health. I want him to say, hey, you know, kid, lay off the donuts.
Yeah. Why don't you go out and play some soccer, kid? Eat some fruit.
Right? Here's a coffee enema, at least.
I love the visual.
Super D, do you agree, or are you in horror as I reference this?
I'm going on strike for the rest of the hour.
That's too funny. But, you know, hey, look, here's the reality, Robert.
Yeah.
Growing up as a kid, I was chunky at times, and I'd start playing sports, and I'd lose the weight and whatever. And, you know, after a while, when I got into high school, first year in high school, I went to a big, big high school, 3,000 kids. And I started getting picked on. And people started – I can't even say the names that I used to get called in high school, but let's say fat was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And fat, blah, blah, blankety, blank, blank, blank. And I just got sick of getting picked on, so that's when I started working out.
Yep.
I changed my diet, started eating more protein, started building big muscles, and before you knew it, I was a competitive bodybuilder when I was in college, and nobody picked on me anymore. So, you know, sometimes the truth, even if it's said in a mean way, maybe it'll cause that kid to start exercising and improve himself. That's what
it
did with me.
It could be a motivating force. That's true. Now, part of this, of course, this discussion is as parents, we know that each of our kids is a unique divine spark of God, right? And they're special in their own way. So one kid may be motivated into working out like you. Another might dive headlong into depression. And you don't know. I mean, that's the risk of a bad Santa. I get that. We're being a little lighthearted about it, you know. But the reality is, too, that we have raised, and I don't mean Ty Bollinger or Robert Scott Bell or Don Naylor, but in a general sense in America, we're seeing wussy kids being raised, kids that can't handle if their political candidate doesn't get in office. They cry. They need support. They need a teddy bear. They need special soft music,
yeah.
A blanket, a pillow. I mean, this is not survivable. You know, 2 days, 3 days without food, these people are dead. They don't know what to do. That's a kind of softness that is not good.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, and you're right. I mean, there's a certain point where if you're a parent and you take your kid to the mall and Santa makes them cry and says something that hurts their feelings. I mean, I understand as a parent, you want to slap Santa and say, hey, you know, you don't look like you could fit down the chimney either, Santa.
Yeah.
So, you know, I understand that, but you're right though. We're raising a very soft generation. And, you know, I think it's no more evident than what we're seeing in the colleges now, that they need their safe spaces and their cry rooms, and, you know, they can't say hurtful words to these college students. That's just indicative of the entire society we're raising that is soft. And, you know, God forbid that we have any kind of a cataclysmic event in the United States. Most people couldn't make it more than a couple of days without their, without their luxuries.
Well, yeah, that is the point here, and I think that's where I lean toward the let's get a little bit tougher about this. Now, How do you do? I mean, everybody's metal is different, right? They're talking about testing your metal. And, you know, one person has come from the, you know, or two people come from the same similar, just devastating background, even abusive background. Why does one rise above it? Why does one, you know, live a life of depression ending in suicide? I mean, these are individual choices. There's ultimately spiritual freedom that we've been granted, the freedom to make choices that, you know, sometimes seem to be triumphant, sometimes seem to be horrible. And I don't think we can ever eliminate that. But that's what our buddies on the left often think, that government can be the great equalizer that can protect everybody. But in the guise of protecting everybody, it softens everybody. And there are more people that are weakened for slaughter rather than rising up to conquer their fears, their phobias, the things that are thrown in their path, or the things that they might throw in their path, so they'll be challenged to overcome it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. I mean, you know, with adversity comes growth, and if you never have adversity, you're not going to grow much. I mean, I think you'll probably, if you talk to people that, like, you know, like myself, that have gone through the loss of a loved one, or a father, or a mother, or several loved ones, it's not easy going through it, but, you know, you can look back on it and you can see the way that you've grown through difficult times, and you have characteristics and attributes that you have today, potentially, that you would have never had in your psyche had you not gone through these difficult times. So you can see that does build character. And so if we eliminate any exposure to difficult right. times, you don't get the character growth.
Folks, it's just like the chrysalis, right? The little, what do you call it, the caterpillar turning into the beautiful uh-huh. butterfly. If you open that chrysalis even a moment, an hour too soon, that butterfly will come out, will not survive. And there's a reality to hardship in life. It's not like we want to visit hardship on our children, but I also know that they also need to learn and struggle through some things, or else they don't learn it. And they're spoiled, and then when they get out into the world, they're often too weak to handle adversity. Now, you want to talk about someone who's overcome adversity? You know, look at what Donald Trump has done in the face of the mainstream media that treated him as a joke and now treats him as if he's an idiot, and he's outplaying them on every level every day. It's just been a joy to watch this. The latest news, folks, get ready for this. Linda McMahon used to be the CEO of, I think it's the WWE, am I right? WWE, World Wrestling, something or other?
Yeah, Vince McMahon's wife, Linda McMahon, who was the CEO of WWE and WWF before it became WWE. I mean, they've been mm-hmm. around. They basically are the people that got WWE, WWF on the map, the McMahons. And so yep. I think this is an awesome pick because, I mean, WWE, it says in this article, grew from a 13-person operation to a publicly traded global enterprise with over 800 employees. I mean, if that's not success, what yep. is? Who better to run the small business
administration, the SBA?
The small business, yeah.
Super Don, what else did Trump do recently that related to more jobs? I mean, darn it, why does he keep, like, getting more jobs in the private sector? What's going on out there?
Well, I was just perusing around the internet here and headed over to Drudge to see what was going on in the world. And according to Drudge, there's a headline here saying that U.S. Steel could rehire 10,000 people.
Whoa. TMB, somebody's got to stop Donald Trump. The jobs are just coming in fast and furious.
We're not going to have enough people for all the jobs.
we might have to lax importing standards, or what is it called? When they immigrate. Immigration standards.
Immigration, yeah.
Wow.
Sure.
Yeah.
I love this pick of Linda McMahon. I didn't even know about it until you just told me about it before the show started here, and I started looking at it. But I think that's a great pick. She's proven herself to be a very successful small business woman. And, I wouldn't call it publicly traded small business anymore, but it certainly started out that way.
Yeah.
And I just love some of these choices that Trump is picking. You know what her favorite move is going to be, don't you, as
Which
small
one?
Business administrator? The pile driver.
The pile driver, absolutely. Hopefully she pile drives some bureaucrats into oblivion so that, again, people can go back to work. You know, this is a whole different world at this point where we're witnessing something unprecedented. And every day he takes the media and does a bypass operation. They should charge him with practicing medicine without a license because he's bypassing the old media.
Yeah, he certainly is. And you know, one of the things that I like about Linda McMahon, she was the one that Jim Helwig, the Ultimate Warrior, picked to induct him into the Wrestling Hall of Fame back in 2014 when he was inducted. And if you remember that scenario, the next day after he was inducted, he died of a heart attack. And Linda was the woman that he picked to induct him into the WWE Hall of Fame just because they had such a close relationship. And he said she's just such a genuine person that he'd grown to love her over the years. So I just think that says something about her character.
Yeah, it really is. These are good people. The people that are whiny and crying and afraid, I mean, it just stuns me still. They're like, Trump's going to take away all our rights. Like, dude, man, just, you know, learn a little bit about government. It's, you know, even as Obama had attempted to kind of curtail gun ownership by doing executive orders, it would take an act of Congress to overturn the Second Amendment totally. It doesn't mean we rest on our laurels and don't fight when the government attempts to do things that we believe are unconstitutional. But at the same time, our system was designed so that not one man could have the power over all of it. Mm-hmm. Even though Obama has exerted a lot of executive orders and memoranda to try and bypass Congress.
Yeah. Yeah, and talking about bypassing, have you got any updates on what the Green Party candidate Jill Stein's doing as far as these recounts? What's the status of that? Because I saw her on Fox News on Sunday morning, and you know, Chris, who is the moderator of the third debate?
Was it Chris Wallace?
Wallace, yeah, Chris Wallace. Yeah. So mm-hmm. Wallace was interviewing her Sunday morning, and he said, you know, when I interviewed Donald Trump in the third debate, I asked him specifically, will you accept the results of the election? And he said he would think about it. The whole left part, you know, the Democratic Party, the left, were in an uproar saying this would threaten the very fabric of our democracy. Isn't that the very thing that you're doing now? And I tell you what, man, she would not answer.
Yeah. No, I think a lower court ruled that, you know, a third party candidate with less than 1% of the vote, really, what's the point, right? But an appellate court evidently ruled that the recount could go on, but it really hasn't changed anything. Not that we expect it to at this point.
It's not going to change anything. It's just a whole bunch of window dressing, and I personally think she's going to end up pocketing a lot of the money.
Yeah, no, we look at this as a fundraising issue because she's raised more money doing this than her entire presidential campaign run, interestingly enough. Listen, we're almost up on a break. Tomorrow we're going to see you because there's a special Truth About Cancer gala where a lot of money has been raised for charities that you're going to be giving away.
Yeah, we've got our annual awards and charity gala here in Nashville tomorrow night, and so we're going to be bringing in a lot of charities, giving some money to them, and bringing in some people that have made their mark in the natural health realm. One of them, Jeffrey Smith, will be coming in tomorrow. We're giving him a Lifetime Achievement Award, and there's several others. We can talk about it after the break.
Beautiful. We'll do that. We also have a comment of the day regarding Ty Bollinger's best-selling new book. It was on the New York Times bestseller list at least 3 weeks running, and we'll get to that as well. 866-939-2355. Links are up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Special deals happening from Epigenetic Labs. I just ordered a box of stuff, and it's like goodies for the holidays, man, and it'll keep you going strong and healthier into the new year. We'll talk about that as well.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
They call him the Breeze. We know him as Ty Bollinger, or TMB. And the truth about cancer, the gala coming up tomorrow, special Lifetime Achievement Award for our good buddy, what's that GMO guy's name? Jeffrey Smith, right? Anti-GMO, yep. Of course. And, of course, some of the charities. Refresh our memory for all the good charities, because when you raise money through the Truth About Cancer for groups, it isn't to throw money down a research rat hole to never find a cure. It's about people really helping people.
Yeah. So we're donating again to the ICRF, the Independent Cancer Research Foundation, that was started by Webster Kerr, cancer mm-hmm. tutor. And Reggie Black and Amy will be up there tomorrow representing them. And we're donating to Cancer Crackdown, Tara and Steve Mann. And Healing Strong, we're very familiar with Healing Strong, with Susie Griswold yep. and Jeff. And also we're donating to the Nicholas Gonzalez Foundation again to help Mary Beth continue to publish the works of Nick. Because, need I say more? He's a revolutionary. Yeah. His work needs to get out. And then Jeffrey Smith with the Institute for Responsible Technology. So that's the five charities that we're donating to tomorrow. And then we're also directly helping some patients, paying for their treatment in at Hope for Cancer down in Tijuana with Dr. Tony Jimenez.
Right, beautiful, yes, and he has his clinic also in Cancun, I believe, and I'm looking forward to seeing he and his wife. They're just such wonderful, wonderful, good-hearted people. I mean, the people that you've brought together, Ty, just uplifting. You know, you smile, you say thank you, and it's like, wow, there are good people that have come to this planet to do good work.
Oh, they are, yeah. And Tony, by the way, we're also going to be giving Tony and Marcy kind of as a team a Lifetime Achievement Award for natural cancer treatments. So that's going to be fun.
Oh, terrific, terrific. Well, looking forward to having everybody up there. And my good assistant producer, wonderful, humble, lovable assistant producer, Captain Morgan's going to be up there with op-ed as well from True News as well. So there'll be some great coverage and stories coming out of it. And, of course, we plan to do some radio from up there. So I'm looking forward to that as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Looking forward to seeing Captain Morgan and Ed. So it's going to be fun. We got the crew up here. It's going to be fun. Every time we get the crew together, mm-hmm. It's always a good time.
Exactly. And Trump has now officially picked Scott Pruitt to head the EPA. He's from, I think, the AG from Oklahoma, yeah, Attorney General Scott Pruitt. He is a skeptic on, is it right to say this, Super Don, a skeptic on climate change? Or how do you say it now if you don't agree that the Earth is warming because of man?
let's see here. Non-PC, he thinks climate change is a crock of crap. So
okay.
There you go.
Interesting.
Yeah, he's a skeptic of climate change or global warming or whatever you want to call it.
Good.
Look, here's the interesting thing, and this is just another instance of how they co-opt the language to try to win the argument. No one denies that the climate's changing.
Right.
It changes every day.
Mm-hmm.
It changes all the time. It's been changing since the beginning of the Earth. So it's, nobody's on our side says that the climate's not changing, but they'll say, well, you deny climate change, you're a science denier. Well, no, it's how much is what we're doing affecting the change in the climate? That's the question. It's not is it changing? It's
sure.
Is man the cause?
Well, and
that's
you show
where we disagree.
If you show any degrees of skepticism or questioning of the official story, of course, they say Trump was a climate science denier, right?
Oh yeah.
A science denier. Once again,
you throw the science and you throw the denier in the name that they call, and boy, they got a good one going there. Yeah, you're a science denier, climate science denier. Yeah, yeah, that's the ticket. Climate science denier.
Yeah, and this is the thing that the term denier and denialism. I mean, it's a brutal term to be throwing at anyone, and it's kind of like what they did for Trump supporters during the election season. They made it to seem, according to the mainstream media, that if you in any way, shape, or form supported Donald Trump for president, that you must be racist.
Yeah.
These are the kind of terms that restrict the free flow of information. Political correctness is evil. It's dangerous. It is not helpful. And, of course, Santa Claus, if you're going to tell a kid he's fat, obviously, you're not politically correct, but I would rather have you do that than be politically correct about climate science, which is not really scientific.
True. And isn't it kind of interesting how they lump everyone that voted for Trump into this racist category? Because there are some groups of racists that support him. I mean, there's groups of racists that support every candidate. Doesn't mean the candidates are racist, but they lump all of us into that.
Loads of sexist people were supporting Hillary Clinton.
True.
We weren't yelling at them, were we? I don't think so.
Nope.
All right, folks, we got lots more broadcast healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show special edition each and every week. We do this with Ty Bollinger. We go outside the box. We have a special comment of the day coming through Captain Morgan, one of her friends, about the truth about cancer, the best-selling book by Ty Bollinger. Coming up next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water. The Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrett-Dierre, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah.
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Scott Bell Show.
If you ever missed an episode, no worries. It's available on GCN, our syndicator and broadcast radio, as well as iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, Red State Radio, Red Nation Rising, and SoundCloud. So all over the place you can hear this. Tell your friends this is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. Ty Bollinger is the man. The truth about cancer upcoming, the truth about detox. In the new year, just in time for the new year. That is exciting. How much of that is do you have any more things to film for that, or is that pretty much ready to be massaged into the three-night episode?
Oh, no, it's pretty much done. I've been working with Alan and Travis the last few weeks pretty heavily, and the three episodes now, we're at the point where they're done. We've already shot the intro, the outro, the segues, all of the green screen shots. And now it's just a matter of adding some music, adding more graphics and B-roll and so forth. But it's pretty much done.
Dude, I can't wait. That's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's good.
All right. Well, listen, the impact is being felt around the world, my friends. And, of course, you know, truth cannot be contained. You know, these ideas are something that can, well, withstand any standing army or attacking army, and they're going to live long past it. And that is the freedom to heal, the truth about cancer, the truth about detox, the truth about vaccines. All of these things are coming your way. But occasionally somebody says, hey, you guys, I got a comment for you. And somebody has a comment for you, TMB. Are you ready to hear it?
I'm ready.
Hey, you guys!
Hey, I tell you what.
Hey, here's an idea.
Ow.
Hey, listen up, everybody. Excuse me.
All right, here's our comment of the day. Thank you to Super Don for making the comment of the day theme so memorable.
I love that.
You like that? Isn't that cool? Hey, you guys. This is coming through our good buddy Captain Morgan. She said, you know, she's talking to a friend about this. And through the social network, she got this message. She said, hi, a friend loaned me Ty Bollinger's book, The Truth About Cancer. I'm thinking I need to buy it for reference because it makes so much sense. I saw on Facebook that you are friends to Captain Morgan, she said. Tell him well done and thanks.
Oh, that's very nice.
And then it goes on. It says, my husband has liver cancer and has been fighting for several years and is very resistant to alternative treatments. Praying he will be more open-minded. Yeah, this is the hardest part. We've talked about this for years, TMB. It isn't that we don't know how to help people, but sometimes people get in their own way.
Well, here's the thing, is that one of the things that I've learned over the years is that you can't force people into this method of treatment. You've got to just share the truth with them, and then if they have, you know, eyes to see, ears to hear, they'll hear. And if they're at that point in their life where they're ready for the truth, then they're going to act on it. You don't, for a long time, Charlene and I would try to force people to, not really force them, but just shove it down their throat. And
right.
Here, this is it. This is, you have to do this. You have to do this because we're so passionate about it and we knew it could save their life. But if they're not ready for it, that's just going to repel them even more. All you can do is just present the truth to them, and if they're at a point in their life where they're ready for it, they will act on it. And if they're not, then there's nothing you can do about it to force them.
Yeah, as we've said, you've got to just love them. You've got to support them. Even if they're making decisions that you feel are destructive to them, the thing is, they've been granted the same spiritual freedom by God that you have been granted. And you don't want somebody violating your freedom, even though, again, the tragic outcome is that you lose your loved one in this lifetime, but you'll see him next. So it is some of the most difficult moments of challenge. Are we going to be willing to allow somebody to have the freedom? And, man, my heart goes out to this person because, you know, you could feel it. Their loved one is not open yet. But become that living example for love, because that can perform miracles more than, you know, hammer blows and annoying and just, you know, kind of nagging until they shut down completely. That doesn't work.
It doesn't. And, you know, we've had to learn to do that, not just in the area of cancer, but just in a lot of different aspects. You know, that was why, for me, writing the book Monumental Myths was so cathartic, I guess, because there's all these different conspiracies that turned out to be true that we try to share with people, and they just don't have the eyes to hear or the eyes to see or the ears to hear at that point. It's not going to do any good. So for me, it was just great to get this all in a book and just say, hey, read the book.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. And in The Truth About Cancer, of course, you go into things like, you know, if her husband was open to reading it, he would learn about treatments that are available that are non-toxic and successful.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of great non-toxic treatments that are very, very successful that are in the Truth About Cancer book. So that's why we're so thrilled that it's been a month now on the New York Times. It just got released this last week that it's again number three still. It was number two for the first 4 weeks in health, and now it's number three. So this is the fifth week in a row that it's been on the, or maybe the sixth week. I can't remember, but
that's
it's still
fantastic.
There.
Dude, that's so awesome. Amazing. Well, and things like this, there's an article of mainstream press, taking anti-estrogen breast cancer drugs beyond 5 years may not raise survival. Again, that magic 5 years. Take it for 5 years, it may give you cancer. The whole idea of, oh, 5 years, you're cured. 5 years, one day, you've got cancer again. Sorry, but you were cured.
Well, here's the thing. If we're talking about tamoxifen, which is a breast cancer drug, I'm not sure what drug they're talking about here.
Aromatase inhibitors, yes.
Okay, well, yeah, so we know that tamoxifen causes cancer. We know that it causes cervical cancer and uterine cancer. That's not even up for debate. The American Cancer Society has that on their own website. They have it listed as a class A carcinogen, and we know that it causes secondary cancers. So why would you take a drug that is going to cause the disease you're trying to treat with a drug? That doesn't make any sense to me.
Right, right. No, it's not. It doesn't make sense. But again, it's a fear-based culture, a fear-based paradigm that keeps people trapped because they say that everything else besides what they offer you is, as they use keywords to kind of frighten you, quackery, bonk, everything that's been, we've debunked this, these claims, all of that. That makes it more stunning than ever that the truth about cancer has been on the bestseller list in the New York Times for, what, 4 or 5 or maybe even 6 weeks now, just saying that the people are doing an end around like Donald Trump on the old media, the tight controls on the free flow of information. They're losing their grip. They've squozened so hard that you've squozened right out of their grip. Now, there's another story here about, you know, we talked about not forcing people into natural treatments. Well, Texas apparently is now eyeing vaccinations maybe mandatory as more kids or parents are filing exemptions, which is what was happening in California, which it really wasn't that bad, but they wanted to head it off with a pass and take precedent. If California could pass it, maybe other states could too.
Yeah, yeah, that's not good news that Texas is looking into this. I can't imagine that this is going to pass in Texas, but of course I couldn't imagine it would have passed in California either. But it does look like they're looking at some sort of forced vaccinations there because there's so many people that are opting out.
Well, and think about this, what we've said. We don't want to use force to make people believe what we believe. We're utilizing information, education, maybe humor, and just getting it out there in the radio format, the book format, the video format. You can watch it or you don't have to. But on the other side of the equation, what makes them illegitimate or delegitimized is the fact that they are willing to use force and fraud and government mandates and monopolies to make sure that you cannot escape the toxic injections of the vaccine variety.
Well, that's the problem, is that they don't want us to have the freedom to choose. They don't want us to have health choice, vaccine choice. One of the things that I'm seeing in this article is, and this is just indicative of the fact that people have been brainwashed, is we have Representative Donna Howard, an Austin Democrat, who says that the fact is that people have a choice not to immunize, but we need the herd effect.
Yeah.
So what's herd immunity? Well, again, if you change the vernacular, if you change the definition of words, then you win the argument. Well, mm-hmm. Herd immunity, the initial concept, had nothing to do with vaccination. Herd immunity was a phenomenon that they found that when there was natural exposure to, I think it was measles, over a certain percentage, which was in the upper 60s,
yes,
then we tended not to have measles in that area. That's what they called herd immunity. It was natural exposure to measles.
Mm-hmm.
Well, somehow, over the 3 or 4 decades after that time, this was in the 1940s or 50s, if I remember correctly, over the next several decades, that number that was in the upper 60s somehow became 95%. Which is the same number that we use today. We need 95% for herd immunity. And it changed from natural exposure to vaccines. So herd immunity doesn't mean herd immunity anymore, but that we're told that it does. And so, again, you co-opt the language, then you win the argument, because Donna Howard apparently doesn't understand what herd immunity mm-hmm. is.
Well, I've just come up with something else while you were talking there, TMB, called herd nutritionity. All right, herd nutritionity. We need 95% of the people taking selenium every day so that the immune systems of the people who are not taking selenium will work. I mean, how absurd is that, right? If there are 95% of the people taking the selenium, that will help the 5 to 10% who are not. Lunacy, same thing, probiotics. Let's get 90-95% of people taking probiotics so the people who aren't taking probiotics will benefit by the probiotics we're taking. It's nonsense.
Yeah,
it's exactly. Numbnuts running the asylum claiming this still.
Yeah, it is. And yeah, I'm looking at my notes on herd immunity here. I just found them. It was the researcher's name was A.W. Hedrick. It was actually in the 1930s. So it's been almost 80 years since all this happened. And so, you know, again, it's just this magic wand that they wave this magic wand and somehow 68% becomes 95% and natural exposure becomes vaccines and you got to have herd immunity.
Yeah, you can be a moo cow too, boys and girls. But not here, not now, not ever. Not on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Or you could have socialized medicine where a man was forced to cut off his own toes to save his foot after being denied hospital treatment. Now, is this in some third world country? Well, folks listening in on UK Health Radio, this is your country under the NHS. Apparently a man was denied treatment and yet to cut off his own gangrenous toe after the scheduled hospital operation for was canceled. Right? Socialized medicine.
I cringed when I read this article, but yeah, we're talking about a man named Paul Dibbins who did an interview with the BBC, and he had gangrene in his foot, and they apparently, because of the poor health coverage, they wouldn't operate on him, so he actually took a pair of surgical pliers, cut off his own toes, and they said he saved his life.
This is what Michael Moore and Bill Maher want. Universal health care. Universally bad. And of course, the health care we have in America is still not the best because it's not totally a free market where all healing is open for access. That's what we're arguing for, folks. We've got one more segment here on Outside the Box with Ty Bollinger here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check out the links at robertscottbell.com and get you some epigenetic labs, too.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
Want to see what you'd look like if you had a flatter belly? Now's your chance, because for a limited time, we're giving away free trials of Somabiotics, the new discovery that flattens bloated bellies fast. But hurry and call now while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-917-3929. Strict limit of one free trial per household. These free trials are reserved for anyone, male or female, who's looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly? Now's your chance. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving these trials of Somabiotics away for free. 1-800-917-3929. That's 1-800-917-3929. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-917-3929.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
Remember, truth about detox coming up in the new year. We're going to gear up for a lot of detox stories and get you all well. And don't wait, but go ahead and kick it off right now. Also, keep your immune system strong with beta-glucan from Better Way Health, betterwayhealth.com. Reggie Black and the gang there are doing awesome work also in support of Cancer Tutor. We appreciate, love them very much. Also, we just got a big box of Epigenetic Labs products, and TMB, I was so excited because you know, you're having like deals like 48% off. It's practically wholesale. And I was concerned, and I told you this. I said I ordered, and for some reason I had to order three separate times in one setting, and I couldn't get them all together. I was worried that they were going to send three different boxes, but somehow the gang at Epigenetics Labs figured it out, and they put one big box together and sent it all, and we just got it. So thank you for that. But great deals nice. Coming up, and they expire on Friday, I believe.
They do. They do. And thank you for the support. It is about as good of a deal as you're ever going to get on these Epigenetic Lab products. But, you know, the reason you had to do three different orders is because you're RSB.
That's right. Yeah, you don't have three initials. You can do it in one order. I was just not proficient enough, apparently. But I don't want TMB and the gang to be stuck with a huge tax bill at the end of the year with inventory sitting there. Buy. Get the deals while you can. They're amazing. They're almost, like I said, it's practically wholesale at this point. So get on there, Epigenetic Labs, and you can order it, too.
Yeah. I was looking at some of the numbers, and there's a couple products we're actually losing money on selling them at the prices, but it's better than having the inventory sitting at the end of the year and having to pay tax on it. So, you know, stick it to Uncle Sam, buy the inventory.
Yep.
So,
yep. Keep.
And by the way,
ringing.
You know, RSB, mm-hmm. we just came into that song "Here in My Car," right, by Gary Numan.
That's
that
true.
Reminds
yes.
me. I'm a Gary Numan fan, right? Do you like him? Do you know what his real name is?
Gary Numan, short people.
Gary Webb.
Gary Webb?
No. Gary Webb. His real name is Gary Anthony James Webb. And that's Gary Numan, Here in My Car. Where was that song, Here in My Car, actually released initially? I know
where?
UK.
In Texas.
UK.
In the UK. I didn't know that.
Yeah. And what was his group's original name? I know a lot about Gary Numan. What was the original name of the group? It wasn't Gary Numan and Company. It was The Tubeway Army, believe it or not.
The Tubeway Army. This is a trivia about Gary Newman. Yeah. I had no idea.
Yeah. While we're talking about things other than health, I got a redneck joke for you.
Oh, man. Everybody cover your ears. You know you're going to be offended. Go ahead, TMB.
Now, why is it impossible to solve a redneck murder?
I don't know. Why is it impossible to solve a redneck murder?
Because they all have the same DNA and there's no dental records.
Oh, ow.
Oh, dear.
Oh, man, that's beyond Jeff Foxworthy at that point, you know?
I am a redneck, so I can make redneck jokes.
Yes. That's what your family tree doesn't branch.
Hey,
that's what they say.
Do you know what rednecks call duct tape?
No, what do they call duct tape?
Chrome.
Chrome? Or prom dresses, although that's now de rigueur. They actually do prom dresses, and they have contests of duct tape prom dresses. So who can make the best ones, and tuxedos, too. Not very comfortable, but evidently it's a fashion statement.
Here's all you really need is some scissors to rip the sleeves off, and you're good.
What's the last thing you usually hear before a redneck dies?
I don't know.
Hey, y'all, watch this.
that's a good one. Yeah, exactly. Hey, by the way, are you going tomorrow night in the tux? Are you going sleeveless tux, or do I have to bring sleeves?
I wanted to go sleeveless, but Charlene's making me wear the tux that actually has sleeves. So
I'll talk to her, but I probably won't win that argument either. yeah, we're going to be looking good tomorrow. Pictures, look out for posting pictures. Any of this going to be videoed out into the world for people to see some of these presentations?
Oh, yeah, we're not live streaming it. It's way too expensive to live stream it, but we are going to be recording it. And then once we get it done, probably within a couple of days, we'll be posting it up on YouTube so everybody will be able to see the awards presentation and the people that get the charitable donations as well.
Yep. Well, congratulations to Jeffrey Smith. I look forward to seeing him. The group Tara Man, Cancer Crackdown, of course, Healing Strong. Yeah.
And the
Vax group.
Team.
The Vax team is going to be there too, right? Polly Tommy and Del Bigtree. Nicholas Gonzalez Foundation, that's going to be awesome. And, of course, with Jeffrey Smith, the Institute for Responsible Technology.
Yeah.
All right, TMB, another fine show you've gotten me into.
Well, I appreciate you saving me today. I'm dragging, so it's always good for you to carry me through.
Oh, you're doing well. I'm looking forward to seeing you and the family. We'll get great pictures. Maybe I can do some live streaming of my own out to Periscope. So if you don't follow me yet, go to RS Bell Media on Twitter. You'll find it there. Super D, thanks for making it sound so good. Daniel on the board, appreciate it. Tomorrow is Jonathan Eboard and the Sacred Fire of Liberty. But in the meantime, the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.